Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You know who's having a lot of drama is Miss Marlo Hampton and her peach.
Oh, Marlo. Of course, the robbery. We already talked about that.
She's getting a lot of like, look, I see it a little bit. People are like, she is throwing everything in the kitchen sink in there. You know, you're fighting with, you know, Kenya. That's not that shocking. You kick the nephews out, you know, because you're having a bad week. You know, now you're fighting with your best friend, Candy. I had Candy on. I had Marlo on. I don't know. Is Marlo doing too much or do we love it? I mean, I'd love to hear from people. You know what I mean? Like, she's got the peach and she ain't letting that peach go. And look, she's So look, is she carrying the season and giving us something, or is it fabricated and too much?
Oh, I ask. Oh, God, that's a great question. I don't think she's doing too much. I don't think she's doing too much because I think Marlo's always been messy. She's just always had people around her that were even messier. But, you know, RHOA for me is like, you know, I watch it sometimes. I skip an episode. I don't feel like I've missed anything. You know, I think the franchise is fine. I don't think it's in trouble. I see what you're saying. It's like a little bit like Marlo doesn't have any real like alliances. You know what I'm saying? At this point, she does seem to be going after everyone. You know, what are your thoughts? I'm like indifferent. I love Marlo. She's going to keep her peach for a while. To me, it's like Marlo shines when there's also like other drama, like another dramatic cast around her. You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, look, I've also had Sheree on this season.
So I love Sheree too. Sheree's bringing it.
Sheree's bringing it. Listen, everyone, you know, loves to jump all over me when I talk about negative ratings. There's so many low ratings. RHOA has pulled itself up. It is now over a million. They're getting their highest. Yeah, they're getting their highest views. It's like, you know, so it's not what Jersey was or what Beverly, but it's not what it was, but they're over a million and they have their highest views of the season. So something is turning around as we head into the finale. I don't think it's in trouble either. You know, I talk all the time about the fact that I think it's time for Dorit to go. I think she is going to go. Maybe Crystal and Diana. I really feel, and I got into this with Carlos King when he was on my show, the producer, you know, the original producer of RHOA with Nene. I feel, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I feel you keep Sheree, you keep Candy. I know, guys, everyone's going to roll their eyes. You keep Candy, you keep Sheree, you keep Marlo, and you keep Kenya. I say, you know, we're doing so many different things. Like the OC is kind of going back to mostly OGs. I say we get rid of Drew and after this season too. And I say, Sanya, I'm glad you won the medals. It's time to get rid of Drew. And I would say bring back like Claudia Jordan and bring back I want Kim Zolciak back.
Oh my God. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, Marlo would be, it would be so on and popping if Kim were back with Marlo. Like, they would be butting heads. They would be, I mean, to me, Marlo is like, understands the assignment. She's trying to bring the drama, but it's just not working with any of them. You know what I mean? Like, Candy's, you know, and Kenya, I just, it's just not like clicking, but I was thinking the same thing. Kim Zolciak needs to return to RHOA and it'd be enormous.
Because like, go down the list, like, okay, Kim Fields will never be back. I mean, she has no interest, and Nene ain't coming back. I am the only person in the world who is like, I don't need more of Portia right now. I don't feel either. Like, we just watched Portia's Family Matters. I don't think there's that much. Look, Kim, Don't Be Tardy is canceled. Kim went around and did a bunch of interviews when it was canceled saying, we'll be back on TV soon, and like implying like, here we are, you're not. And that's no shade to her. You know, it's different to carry your own show than be in an ensemble. Give Kim the money. And again, I will say it, I've said it before, I think Claudia Jordan is one of the most underrated housewives in the, if not the most, in the history of housewives. She didn't get a fair chance the way she came in. And Claudia also is authentic. When she's not mad at you, she's not mad. When she's mad at you, it's real, it's authentic. She's not acting for the cameras. I would say bring back Claudia and bring back Kim Zolciak. That's just me. I'm open to other suggestions from the past.
Wait, did
I
you
don't
say,
really see anyone.
Do you want Phaedra back or no? I know we're kind of over Portia. Do we want Phaedra?
Yes, 100 billion percent.
That could be good.
So, I mean,
you pretty much already said this, but you know, I follow.
We might have to let Candy go then, because Phaedra and Candy are not going to work together.
They did have a season high at season 14, episode 13 for RHOA with 1.26 million.
Oh, 1.2. Okay, well then that's...
Well,
that's
no. Like 1,026,000. So, right. Okay, so basically so just a
less
million.
Than Jersey. Yeah. Okay, it's, but it's still, they're off. They're
yeah, but
their,
that's the
right
season.
Direction.
I mean, that's the season high. That's like as high as it's gotten. You know, prior to that, we've talked about this. It was in the 700,000s. It was in the 800,000s. I mean...
It's not great. I don't know.
It's not great.
You know, it used to get 1.9, but I would say, I mean, as long as Candy's there, Phaedra isn't coming back. But definitely Kim and definitely Claudia. And I guess you have to make a decision. Is it time for Candy to go? And do we bring Phaedra back instead? That would be, I mean, if you did and Phaedra was there, oh my God.
I mean, can you imagine Phaedra? Could you imagine Phaedra, Kim Zolciak? I mean, would we need Candy? And Candy, you know, Candy, they have the spinoff. They have the old lady gang. You know, they've got the Candy and the gang. You know, maybe Candy goes and does that for a while. Like Bethany did Bethany Ever After for a while. You know, Kim Zolciak did Don't Be Tardy. You know, maybe Candy goes and does that. I love Candy. I mean, Candy is amazing for so many reasons, you know. But I don't know. Would
Phaedra
we miss her?
Over Candy. Would Phaedra we miss her? Over Candy. Yeah. We're going to have to let Candy go. So let's bring back Claudia, let's bring back Phaedra, and let's bring back Kim. We'll let Candy go. We'll also save a hell of a lot of money by letting Candy go. And let's call it a wrap, and let's keep everyone else. We got Kenya in there. She's sloppy. Marlo now is going to have to really choose. Like, you can't fight everyone. Who are your allegiances to? Don't get rid of Sheree. I mean, Sheree is kind of the MVP of the season, too. I mean, Sheree has real emotion things, you know, getting stood up by Tyrone. Like, Sheree's given it. She has a real thing going on in her life.
That was crazy.
And she by Sheree. So that's what I say. I agree with you. It's not a great season to me. If you let Drew and Sanya go, I wouldn't start with newbies. I think it's time to bring back some of the OGs.
I do too. I love that analysis. Yes, to all that. Yes.
You know who's not coming back?
Who?
The one, the only, Monique Samuel.
Monique is done. She is not coming back on Girls Trip. This was really good, too, because the report is that Andy Cohen himself called her home in Potomac, which I have been to. Gorgeous. Now, does she have a ton of pets? Absolutely. You know, T'Challa used to be flying around until he sadly passed. She has this giant fish tank. I mean, I think there's a mini shark in there. It's enormous. You know, it's a menagerie of pets. Supposedly, Andy Cohen called her at her Potomac, at Chateau Potomac of Monique Samuels. And she said, absolutely not. She would not be back. Too toxic.
I believe all of this. I believe too. Look, Andy, I mean, despite the fact that Chris is like, we're over you, bitch boy. And Monique was like, if my husband's over you, bitch boy, I'm over you, bitch boy. I do think he did them dirty at the reunion. And, you know,
I mean, they put them, you know, they reportedly put them at a whole separate hotel. Did not even tell her. She did not know until Karen Huger called her. And that's crazy. That is kind of crazy. Now, I don't know.
And also, I mean, listen, if you're this man, and you film this and then this happens and you can't talk and then you have to wait for it to be edited and you can't talk and then the whole season is airing and you can't talk, you're finally able to say like, I'm the child's father. Like, I actually need to speak now. And now some man in a suit named Andy Cohen is like, you can't speak. I would have gone insane. Like, this is my fucking child. So now they're gonna Google this and see that this is out there, which is not true. I don't blame them. You know, I love a housewife that walks away and is like, I don't care. I believe Andy called. I believe he called personally. I believe Monique would be great for Girls Trip. I believe they probably wanted her, either for three or for the future. And for her to be like, she's like, I've never watched Girls Trip. And it's just, I don't care. It's Bravo is toxic. I do not want anything to do with this network. It's brilliant.
Well, I always think everything Andy and Bravo does is strategic. So my guess is they probably knew she would say no, but I think this is beginning of extending the olive branch. And, you know, time heals a lot of wounds. So you give it another year or two. And I don't know where she's at with, you know, because she was picked up by Bravo, own network.
Carlos King.
And, you know, my guess is as long as that show, and it's not, what is that show called? Oh, my God, Love and Marriage. Love and Marriage.
Huntsville? Is it Huntsville?
Love and Marriage Huntsville, but they did a DC edition. You know, I think as long as that's having success, I don't think we're going to see her back on Bravo. But, you know, you don't know. I don't know how well that show does. I don't follow it. I should, because it's been featuring a lot of DC couples. And I do know Ashley and DJ Quicksilver, who's on the show with them. You know, Monique and Chris, they're all very good friends. And I know they've been trying to get them on TV for a long time with them. So I don't think she's going anywhere back to Bravo for a while.
But I would agree.
I think that they're very strategic. I think they knew that. And they're just sort of laying the groundwork.
I would agree with that. I believe Monique. I don't think Monique is trying for a salary. I think she's really over it. I would like to know a few things. First off, what did our friend, because she's a friend to this show and we love her and she's coming back on, the one, the only, Candy Gal Dillard.
Candy.
What did your good friend Candy Gal think when you went over and hung out with T'Challa and Monique and the Shards?
You know, Candy Gal has never said anything, never, ever said anything to me, never asked. And neither is Monique. Monique's been incredible to me. I owe a lot to Monique. Monique had me film 3 or 4 episodes with them because I was on a panelist on her live podcast show that she did at City Winery in D.C. I came over for the rehearsal. We filmed. We had a lot of fun. You know, I've done like the backstage with her, the rehearsal. Monique has been so, so good to me. And Candace has never, ever asked me or said anything about hanging out with her, having her on my show. Nothing. And Monique has come on my show many times. She's fantastic. So I owe a lot to both those women and Ashley Darby, too. I mean, Ashley and Michael were the first people ever to appear on my podcast and do a live show with me. So no, they've never
agree.
Asked me.
I mean, I love Monique. She's done my show, and I love Candace. She's done my show, period. That's it.
Me too. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In anything else happened at Chateau Monique when you were hanging out there? Did you see, T'Challa? Was this during T'Challa's reign?
T'Challa. Yes. T'Challa was there. He would hang out on her shoulder. And I don't know, you know, she came on my show, you know, first of all, he flew away. Right. And like, then he was found by a neighbor or something in the tree, or he was found like he'd flown back to her house and like, she got him. Okay. So she was like, so in love with this bird. Then I don't know. He suffered some like scare. He basically died by some accident. I don't know what happened. I don't know if something ate him or he was run over. I have no idea because she, as far as I know, I don't think she has ever given detail as to what happened because she said it's so traumatic. And I mean, I love giving Monique a hard time. I mean, Monique grew up with a menagerie of animals. I mean, I think at one point when she was like a child, they had like a pet macaw monkey or something. So she loves animals. She said she'd love to have like this zoo. So
you know what?
I give her a hard time about it because I'm like, oh my God, that would be my nightmare. Like I would never want a fucking monkey in my house. Like, ugh.
I would never want any of it. I do like a fish tank and I like sharks and I like jellyfish. I like a fish tank. At one point I almost got a fish tank in the wall at one of my apartments, like a really? Real.
She
and
has
then
like
I was
this...
like, I'm selling the apartment, everyone. We're not doing any fish tank. 180. We're not staying here for the rest of our lives. Sale, no fish tank, call it. But I love a fish tank. Okay, so she's not coming back for a girls' trip.
No, and I'll tell you one more tidbit. I'll say this from filming with them and being at their home multiple times. They for a long time have not been happy with Bravo. They did not, and let me just say, they would make it pretty clear to everybody there, including the producers, that they hated it. So I think they're very happy to move on.
I mean, listen, it's like the definition of insanity. It doesn't get better. There's no point complaining to Andy. There's no point complaining to the highest up, the producers. They will just, it's not you. You are a cog in the wheel. I am sorry if I sound negative. That is how it is. You are there for have your life exploited for all of our enjoyment. You will make really good money year four and on. And when they're done, they will kick you out and they will call you back like this phone call from Andy when they are ready for you to use you again and kick you back out. As long as you know that, go run. And apparently lots of people love it. It's when you think you're getting into a nice, wholesome situation and you are so interesting and we can't wait to learn about your life. No, honey, the joke's on you. And there we go.
Totally.
I mean, I've talked about it till I was blue in the face with Kim. Anything you want to say? You and I haven't covered the big wedding.
No, I watched and listened to some of your recaps, I find all the cheating rumors the most interesting thing. I find what's really going on with Melissa and Joe and Louie and Trey probably the most fascinating. We're going to see it all on the next season of RHO and Jay. I wasn't particularly that into their wedding. I wasn't. The hair, she looked great. She seems genuinely madly in love with Louie. I hope they last 35 years. I hope. I can't stand the tiara on any grown woman, not just Teresa. It's so fucking tacky. You're not a princess. The only two people in this world right now that should be wearing a tiara are Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. The rest,
honey,
it's so fake.
This was bigger. I mean, all weekend, Kim and I, because, you know, for our show, we were texting all weekend. Every time an outfit was presented, it was literally, I'm like, this is literally taking over my weekend. This is like crazy.
What did you think? Like the tiara? Did you like the hair?
First of all, go and watch my videos on YouTube, the little clips of me and Kim doing our recap wedding special. I went onto Amazon and for $9.99, a tiara arrived at David Yontef's Hampton's house. And I put the tiara on my head and I screamed at Kim D. Screamed that you better go get your fucking tiara. Oh, I think what do you mean you think you have one? Get off your ass, Kim. Move your seven dogs out of the way and either order a fucking tiara or go find them. I'm like, you need a tiara for the wedding special, bitch. And she got her tiara. I didn't particularly like the tiara. I didn't particularly like the hair. This is coming out after my Kim D stuff. To me, the best dressed housewife was Kenya Moore. To me, the worst dressed housewife was Chanel Ayan from Dubai.
The black suit was just so, I don't know if like her luggage was lost or what happened, but I'm just like, you're at a celebratory, fabulous day. It's 1,000 fucking degrees. What? Oh, that was so bad.
I'm like, this is the girl that serves us looks on Dubai all season, whether you love them or hate them, you know, but like, I don't know. It's like, that's what you wore. I don't get it. Like,
I'm so with you.
It's weird. And then Kenya was my best dressed. And then second best housewife dressed. I'm trying to think, who did I like after Kenya? Oh, you know who I thought looked actually good? And it kind of ties into Miami. I thought it was cute. Was Alexia. She had the alligator.
Yeah, she looked great. I thought Margaret Josephs looked really good. Our girl Ashley Darby was there. I think Ashley was...
I didn't like Ashley's.
No, I wasn't like overly wowed.
Do you know what the problem is? Ashley needs to mix it up. She's one of those who like, it's the same look. Every reunion, every wedding. Take a risk, girl. Take a risk. I actually thought Jill Zarin looked good, her sun-kissed look. And believe it or not, I thought Dorinda's actually, I liked it.
Oh, you did? Dorinda. Yeah. Dorinda looked good. Dorinda looked like she'd lost weight.
She did, right?
Yeah, she looked very fit. I'm excited. I'm very happy for Teresa. I want it all to work out for Trey.
I do. I mean, as far as Melissa, I know the guy that is rumored to be, you know, I know of him. I've been in his presence before. I know exactly who it is that the rumors are.
He's
there.
Hot.
Beyond. I went
He's
into a whole
so
thing
fucking
with Kim.
Hot.
I mean, listen, and I'm not even trying to be vague. Anyone that wants to listen to this can go find Kim and I did an entire episode on did Melissa kiss this guy? Literally, it's 1 hour on that. We deep dive. I really do have strong feelings about whether it happened or not, and I'm convinced that I'm right. But look, I don't want to ruin a life.
Okay, so well,
listen to that episode.
Okay, well, I'm going to listen to that hot take, and let me tell you, that's a hot take. I can't believe what you're saying. I know we have to go, but like, I need to tune into these because you are such a Bravo insider. And if you're leaning in that direction, see, I was going to say there's no way, but that would be, wow.
You know what it is? If I didn't know every person involved in like where they are at nights and how they all hang out and fit together and... Listen, the rumor is said to be started by Margaret's ex-friend. Like,
so juicy.
I've said this before. When it's so, I don't know, I guess if you want to make up a lie, think and you can make it up. I mean, people are diabolical. I just think when something is so specific, I don't know.
I'm tuning in.
Like, I don't know. Like, if you're going to now try to like come up with something about someone, Sarah, I mean, like, what are you going to write 17 lies on a piece of paper and run them by me and your husband and say which of these is the most juicy? It's possible people do that, but it's just so specific.
Here's my take, and then we'll, you know, obviously people need to listen to you and Kim. But my take is, you know, do I think that they're all close and maybe they were at a nightclub and, you know, they're drunk, they're high, you know. Is she like a little too maybe close or snuggly to him? And then it like, that's where it went. But I just, I don't know. I don't think it's true.
I hope it's not true. Ooh. And I hope Teresa's married forever. I really don't want, I have a problem with the Daily Mail article. I mean, that Melissa's like publicist who's also best friends with this guy puts out and it says like, this one is not true. It's a planted article. I could call the Daily Mail and have them run something right now. And also I have a problem where it's like, you know, we were shocked that someone would want to ruin someone's life like this. And no, we're all talking about it because it's out there and it's like, no one wants to ruin anyone's life. But right. Like at the same time, if it happened, I mean, that to me is like gaslighting. It's a form of gaslighting. Like you could say, look at all these disgusting bloggers and podcasters and all these people that are talking about it. Well, if it didn't happen, we wouldn't need to talk about it.
Right.
That's my thing. So it's like, it's a little bit of gaslighting. Like it doesn't, you know, does that make sense? Do you see where I'm going with that? Let me just say before we go, okay. In the past 2 weeks, icon Olivia Newton-John has passed away. Issey Miyake has passed away. Pete Davidson is in therapy because Kanye is posting that Skeet Davidson is dead at 28. If we didn't cover Bravo and everyone wanted a deep dive on everything else we talk about, although let me tell you, when you and I talk Wendy Williams, that gets a lot of the numbers go up when we talk Wendy. I don't know if anyone wants to hear any of this, but there's a lot of stuff going on outside of Bravo. Pete Davidson is in therapy over this.
Well, maybe we should do a whole pop culture show like What You've Missed, because there's been a lot of Wendy things coming out. You know, there's a lot of Wendy stuff. Lots, you know, with her ex-husband basically saying that the producers, the staff around Wendy knew she was an addict for a long time, completely enabled it, wouldn't get her help because they didn't want to lose the gravy train. You know, then there was that video of Wendy where she's supposedly talking about her boyfriend, the cop, that they're married. People say that's like not true. And, you know, I think the saddest part, because you and I covered it pretty extensively, that Wendy is going to have a podcast. I don't think there's going to be a podcast. And if there is a podcast, it's not going to be good. I guess I wanted to believe that things were better for Wendy. But, you know, when you think about it, we're going on over a year. Wendy has been off the airwaves. We've moved on. Sherry Shepherd is getting that talk show. I mean, when you think about it, we're going on 2 years of no Wendy.
Wow, that long?
Yeah. It's hard to believe, but So
it's like I asked you, like, are we becoming internet trolls? Like, I mean, look, this is the job and this is, you know, we're covering it. And I really don't get off on people having bad things that happen in their life. It amuses me that, I mean, just there's, I don't even know if amuses is the right word. It shocks me that people have just such ups and downs in their life. This is why you're on reality TV. Like, this isn't how most people live. Like, oh, and speaking of which, and then we can go, I mean, someone asked me if like how I feel about this. Like, let me tell you something. There's no podcast out there that's starting, that exists, that could exist, that threatens me at all in any way, shape, or form. And that's power to the people. Everyone should take that advice, because no one's you, Sarah, and no one's, you know, Jennifer from Iowa who's listening, and Josh from Kansas who's listening. So no one is doing what I do. No one comes up with the questions I do.
Correct.
No one's in my mind. I am not threatened by any podcast out there. So the one person who DM'd me, who asked me if I was nervous that I can't even say this with a straight face, that Teresa Giudice and her ingredients is starting a podcast.
You're all set.
Listen.
I'll tell you right now.
Dina Lohan started a podcast with that Chanel Omari from Princesses of Long Island. And that lasted for like, I don't know how long. I gave it like 3 weeks. I think it lasted longer than that. You'd have to Google the exact amount of time. You know, it's like, it's great to start a podcast, but let's see where we go with this, right?
Yeah, it's so much more. Look, you're the king of it. There's so many more elements. And, you know, I think that a lot of these housewife women are seeing the success of Tamra and Teddy. And, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons that worked, you know, or is working for now. But it's very, very hard to do. So, and, you know, for that one that's really succeeding, and Bethany's, you know, Bethany came on, she's doing well. There's a lot of them that have had them, and they come and go, and they don't go anywhere. So, you know, you and I know. Podcast is hot right now. It's hot, hot, hot. But to actually do it and make it successful, I mean, you work 24/7. So best wishes.
You work 24/7. And I mean, as sloppy as, you know, that other one is that you mentioned, it's different when you talk about housewives versus like Teresa's going to be talking about love and life and advice. You know what, girl? Yeah. If you are going to roll up your sleeves and watch season one, like the Hill shit's working. You know, Kristen Cavalieri and that Audrina and Brody, one of them is doing Laguna. It's different like when you're Tori and Jenny from 90210 and you are literally like, nobody cares about me. I'm Jenny Garth from 90210. I'm going to watch the shows and recap and say, oh my God, I don't remember that horrible outfit. People want that. You know, that's why those other two idiots that you mentioned, that's why it works. Well, one idiot and one, I don't know. Teresa talking about stuff other than New Jersey and talking about love and life and light. Good luck. I don't know who's going to listen to that. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but her sentences don't always
make sense. We'll
you
see.
Know? I mean, where All can right. everyone find you, Sarah? And listen, where can everyone can find me is at City Winery on September 13th. Buy your tickets, $25, $40 upgrade for the meet and greet, and you'll meet Kim D. Push me out of the picture. I don't fucking care. Tell me to shut up and come just for Kim. That's where you can find me.
I love you. At the Sarah Fraser Show. You can find me on TikTok. Follow me there. I do TikTok updates daily. Brand new Sarah Fraser Show, Monday through Friday. Apple, Spotify, everywhere pods are played.
Oh my God. I love you. Next week we'll talk about so many things. Take care.
Bye, gorgeous. Bye.